a new type of people. Human people. Compare board, essence of the suitable community. Let us not quibble over the name given to the components of the people, since even what we call people doesn't have an equivalent formally. Let us grasp what lies behind the words. What can or must look like our all new people, having become humankind? And then, in accordance in every respect with human nature. Once people and humanity have succeeded in uniting, our Earth will then only harbor the new species of our working race, which for want of a better word we call bourgeois, kindred, civilized, traditional, all in one. Prehistory, yesterday, we must insist, gave us not any experience nor any understanding of such a social compound. I make up this expression from the narrow personal compound of the Thomists, which they call human compound. Now, consider the following paradox. Our new man seems so odd, but because its social ingenuousness is displayed. In any case, we logically find ourselves with the most rudimentary social constitution ever been, whose sole community material is made up merely of gendered thinking members, attributes that no human being can be skinned. Must I add that reasoning is just a bounding way of thinking, or rather of half thinking? From there, we get the following natural social skeleton. The couple, basis church blend, mediated by the bridge. Basis equal union party, bridge equal youth, veterans. For each pair, think of, they are two of a kind. There is parity. In short, all prehistoric hegemony has vanished. For the rest, that is the social flesh consisting of 1,001 societies, grafting onto this skeleton, being done and coming undone without formality, so as to meet the needs of the general community, ik et nunc and ad hoc. General accuracies. The church is utterly gendered mixed. On the contrary, the front displays in the most official way that we have two distinct gender communities, constituting a unique social basis. This being said, the social functions of party and union do not thereby coincide with privilege through gender. But getting the woman party changes everything. Luthered thought and mastered action characterize the general theory and general practice. Therefore, what permeates all of the suitable community, the different jobs of the various components of the people are only expressed within this common frame. Let us remember from now on the extreme simplicity of our social constitution draws vividly with everything human prehistory has known so far. This, added to the now temperate, critical nature of work, cerebral and personal, ensures Anacom a truly wondrous vitality. Note about reasoning. I'm leaving aside the fact that reasoning is execrated by the masters of our deaf community, and that way of thinking is actually not a bit legal tender anymore. So much cant has become to us as extraneous as Moses.